This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the need to believe more in the unseen. In Jeremiah 29, we learn that the Israelites will be exiled to Babylon for the next 70 years. But after this 70-year period, God will restore their lives and fulfill His promises to them. Now, to show the Israelites just how much he believed in God's word, Jeremiah purchased a piece of land that he knew would fall into the hands of the Babylonians, but he did this just to show how much he trusted in God's word and that he really knew that God would restore the land and everything else one day. Jeremiah teaches us that he believed more in the unseen, which was God's promises, which had not yet been fulfilled, more so than what he could see, which was that strip of land. Now, sometimes if I'm waiting on one of God's promises to materialize, my mind can go back and forth from the spiritual to the natural, between clinging to what I can physically see and clinging to God's promises, which is something I believe, but it still hasn't materialized yet. Jeremiah shows us that he didn't get caught up on what to cling to. He transcended any confusion and clung to God's promises. And the words that I will use to guide me are, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary and what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Share this be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, place your stakes on God's word and trust that His promises will be fulfilled.